Something versus something.
I'm Austin Reyes.
And I'm Barrett Enloe.
And this is the podcast where we heatedly debate two rivals and permanently decide a winner.
Enjoy the episode.
Welcome back, y'all. Today we're discussing Ford versus Chevy, and we have a returning guest with us.
Garrett Stinson.
Howdy, howdy.
He changed my heart and mind about PlayStation two episodes ago.
Now, what's the best console?
Nintendo Switch, for sure.
That's not what we agreed. That's not what the podcast
is not,
about.
Is that not what we agreed on?
No.
Right, you're violating the contract, Austin.
Yeah.
I'll see y'all in court. Okay. but we have Garrett Stinson back with us to talk about Ford versus Chevy.
Unfortunately.
He is fighting for Ford. I am fighting for Chevy.
I'm neutral on this, so y'all got to convince me.
Okay.
Of either side.
So for this podcast, we're actually going to be driving a Ford and a Chevy. No, I'm just kidding. Unfortunately, we can't do that.
We're going to crash in both of them, and whoever survives,
exactly,
they win.
Off that a mountain. Would be sick. Let's do it. We're going to drive each one off a mountain.
Yeah.
Whoever survives, I guess the best car.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
But we can get into it. Our first topic we were going to talk about is the best SUVs.
Best SUVs. Who wants to start this one?
Well, I can tell you from my personal life, I grew up in Ford SUVs. I mean, like, my mom has had a Ford Edge and a Ford Explorer, and they've both been great cars. Safety-wise, I've been in a wreck on my mom's Ford Explorer, and we were practically untouched. I mean, no airbags went off or anything like that, but it was still a wreck, and, you know, I made it out alive. So I think that's something out of it.
Living is a good quality.
It is
living
a good thing.
Quality car. Honestly, SUVs could go either way for me,
right?
Ford or Chevy.
I feel like looking at both of them, unbiasedly, they're both pretty ugly. They're SUV selections.
Yeah.
Just aesthetically.
What year did you pick? Because the newer ones, then
yeah,
I
maybe
completely agree.
The Chevy ones are this year, but here, let me look at the
The newer ones are all ugly, in my opinion. But probably the most non-ugly one is probably the Ford Explorer.
So, out of, like, in a way, statistics, like, the Chevy Tahoe basically wins for the larger SUVs over the Ford Expedition.
Okay.
Because it has a towing rate of like 9,300 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's just got like, it's just for other practical uses. It's just as long, which is like, you know, a family car in that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, the Chevy Tahoe wins over the Ford Expedition.
They do have a Bronco. I didn't think that counted as an SUV, but it does.
I guess it kind of counts as an SUV. The
Which
Ford
is a very
Bronco.
Good Bronco.
Yeah.
I love them. The newer ones are all right, but the older ones.
That's the 2023.
Yeah.
I don't like the new ones. I like the Raptors. Like the Bronco Raptors, they're okay, but like, I just don't like, I never liked it.
Yeah.
And I actually, hang on, I read this wrong. It's the Expedition beat the Chevy Tahoe with the towing capacity rate of 9,300.
Was better.
So the Expedition won. I just read that wrong and switched them around. Okay. So yeah, the Expedition won over the Chevy Tahoe for SUVs.
Okay.
On this article. So what do you think personally?
SUV wise. I like the Ford Explorer. I like the Chevy Suburban.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Chevy Equinox. I like the Ford Excursion. It's very tied with me on SUVs. So either one goes for me.
I go Ford. Like the way Fords look better with their SUVs. From personal experience, I've been in Chevy SUVs and stuff like that. And Ford are just, interior's better. It's nicer. In my opinion, as well, it's just more comfortable.
I don't think I've ever been in a Ford SUV. Well, okay, I have in my life. Like, I've ridden with other people. The Ford Explorer is kind of crammed, in my opinion. I've been in one of the newer ones, and it's kind of small on the
inside.
I don't
know how the new ones look. I know how, like, my mom's is a 2016 space model. It's not the XLT, so it's not bigger. But there's still good enough space, because you can lay all, there's three rows in the back, you know, two rows in the back, one, and then
whatever.
And you can lay all the rows down, and, you know, we're able to fit a kayak in the back of that car.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, there is tons of space, but if you're talking, like, people, I think we got, like, 8 seating.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds about right. I've ridden in a Ford Explorer. I've also ridden in a Chevy Tahoe.
Right.
And I think I personally like riding in the Tahoe better.
I've been in a Tahoe. I would give the Tahoe, like, newer Tahoes versus Ford. Oh, dude, that's hard.
Because
I love the way the new Explorers look, especially with the ST, the Sport Tracks. Mm-hmm. Those things are monsters on the road. Performance-wise, those things kill.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All of Ford Sports Track series. I mean, they got like Ford Fusion, Sports Tracks, and Ford Focuses, and they're really crazy. Mm. But I mean, I don't know, because like you can lift a Chevy Tahoe and it look cool. You can't lift a Ford Explorer and it look cool. You might be able to slam it and it might look cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because it's hard to compare a Tahoe versus an Explorer, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're not at all the same.
Yeah. I said we move on to trucks.
Trucks.
Because SUVs, to be honest, who cares about SUVs? Okay. No one ever talks about SUVs. Everyone talks about trucks.
You want to see what a truck is?
And that's where we're going to get into the nitty gritty of these two companies, these two brands. I love Chevy Silverados. I love Chevy Silverados.
Chevy.
And not as much as Silverados, I love Chevy Avalanches.
Oh.
Which are
gross.
They are treated like the COVID virus.
They are.
People hate them.
Yes. Have you looked at them?
Yes, I drove one. I had a Chevy Avalanche.
That explains a lot.
My entire high school, that's hilarious. My entire high school career. And I would be driving it today if it wasn't for I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, wait. No. Do tell, please. Do tell. What happened?
I got in a wreck. It was nothing wrong with the truck. It was everything wrong with me and this other random idiot. In fact, I remember this. Huh. Okay, so I got in two wrecks with that Avalanche. One was in a freaking parking lot, okay? And I guess I'll share the story. This might all get cut because it's not really on topic. But the first one, I was driving, and this guy pulled out like in front of me, and the lane next to me was completely empty. So I was like, oh, he's clearly going to go in the empty lane next to me. Nope. He comes all the way in front of me. I'm going like 60 miles an hour. I slam on my brakes. So you hear tires just nail his car right on the driver's side door too.
Dang.
His door is dented in. I was worried I freaking injured or killed that guy.
Right.
My truck was fine. I just like bumped, things went flying. I like hopped up on the median. I got out. His truck was pretty, it was in a bad shape. And it was an older, I can't remember the brand, but it'd be hilarious if it was a Ford. But he was fine. Thank the Lord he was fine. I was very worried that this guy
was
injured.
That's good.
But I got out, called cops. We got all taken care of. My truck was fine. It was kind of like, I think my rear view mirror like flew off somehow. And I think maybe it's because of how I hit him.
Maybe
kind of just at the angle it took I don't know how the rear view mirror got taken off.
Yeah.
But like the front of the truck was fine. I think it like cracked a headlight.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed with my truck. So I was like,
right, man,
everywhere I go, people talk about all these new trucks. They're made out of plastic. I thought my truck would fold in half, but it didn't.
Right.
It was like a tank is what I felt like.
I mean, that's what I felt like in my Chevrolet Silverado.
See, in the Silverados.
My first truck. It was a 2009 Chevy Silverado 1500.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 4x4, so it was four-wheel drive.
Yeah, so was my Avalanche.
And this was the, like, Z, I think it's not ZR1, that's, like, sports car stuff. It's ZL1, I think it is.
Mm.
So it's, like, the most luxurious package you can have in a truck. So, like, wood grain interior, leather seats, moon roof, you know, upgraded performance engine. It was a 5.3-liter V8 Vortec. So that thing ripped. It was a beast of a truck, and I absolutely loved that thing. Until it was always in the shop, never not in the shop.
Really?
You know, check engine light come off, pump new codes, I'd fix it, it'd come back on. And I took it from shop to shop to shop to shop to shop. And eventually, it's just the engine and transmission are just going downhill rapidly. So we sold the truck back to the dealership after a year of just trying to fix it for $2,000. And that's when I got my 2010 Mustang. Mm. That thing.
Which, where's that thing at right now, Garrett?
Currently it's in the shop. For the PCM computer, which we figured out was the final issue after this whole long year of trying to figure out what it is. But we got to figure it out. It's not the transmission, it's not the engine this time, okay? It's the actual computer of the car.
Yeah.
But Ford doesn't make those computers anymore, so they have to rebuild it.
That's fun.
Yeah. But anyways, I loved my Chevy truck. I loved the crap out of that thing. Mm-hmm. I miss it dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I may or may not have shed a few tears when I sold that back to the dealership.
That's funny that you mentioned that. When I was looking for a new car after my Avalanche, we could not find anything. We had to drive out like an hour to this car dealership, and then it ended up not working out, the car we were looking at.
Yeah.
And I literally did cry on the way back home because I was like, I wish I just had my dang Avalanche again.
No, for real.
Yeah.
They're such like good, just comfortable trucks, you know?
Yeah. Well, and then because that, so I was talking about the Avalanche, and then yes, the Silverados are also, because that's what my family had always had before.
Right.
We had a Silverado. We had that thing forever. I don't think we ever had problems with it.
Right.
It just, it got so many miles on it. It was just getting old. Oh, and then we moved with that thing too. So it towed trailers back and forth full of our crap. And it was just getting, it was worn down.
Right. I'll say mine was not taken care of. It was the owner's, like the dealership's, like the owner of the dealership's son's truck. So he like beat the crap out of the thing. Oh, and I had 186,000 miles and I picked it up. Paid like $14,000 for this thing, you know, which, stupid idea, but I really wanted the truck.
Yeah.
You just can't trust dealerships nowadays with all that stuff. It is so horrible. You used to be able to trust them.
Yeah.
Anyways, now, when I think of Ford trucks, you know, instantly, like, the Ford F-150 pops into my mind, or, like, the Ford Raptor, you know. I was like, performance-wise, I kind of give it to Ford. I think Ford really kind of blows it out of the water, especially with their new Raptor Type R. It's, like, freaking insane. It's crazy. I will say the first-generation Raptors, you know, are brutal. And those things were, like, frames were cracking. And also, people weren't driving them like how you're supposed to drive them. But, like, I mean, and you got Ford used to make like 18 wheelers, like the Ford F750 and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know Chevy's made similar things, but I don't know. I just haven't been able to see like Chevy keep up and compete. They just have the Silverado and the Avalanche, you know?
Well, the Avalanche is discontinued. They haven't
that's
made
it. Right.
The one I had was the last year they made it. Yeah. And they actually said it was a collector's item because of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My Silverado was a. With all the stuff I had, the features and everything, it was considered rare.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what was crazy about my Avalanche is when I wrecked it and we ended up having to sell it to the whatever the shop we took it to, we got more money. We got money from it.
Right.
Like I still owed money on it,
mm-hmm.
but they paid more. So we got money from it. And we
were
like,
crazy.
That was actually kind of a huge blessing. But,
yeah, right.
So the Avalanche was rare. And I don't know. I don't think you can count against Chevy for not having made 18-wheelers. I just don't think they've ventured into that market. Have they ever made one?
I don't, like, I say 18-wheelers.
But,
I
like, the big, whatever you call those things, semis.
Same thing.
But,
is it? Is it not the same
thing? So, on this website that we all have pulled up, it gives small trucks to Chevrolet. It says they win the small truck.
Oh, but I disagree because the Ford Ranger. So what? You have the Colorado. Now
it says the Colorado. Just take it and go. Blah blah blah.
Here's the thing.
Has completely redesigned the Colorado.
I don't like the new Ford Rangers. The way they look on the front are kind of goofy looking. The back of them, I don't mind it. I like it. I like it a lot. But I don't like how they discontinued. As far as my knowledge, they took out the manuals unless you like pay to get it put in. They did that with Mustang as well when they came out with the new generation that I have. But like you get yourself like a, you know, like a 90s Ford Ranger with a 4.0 V6 in that bad boy, 5-speed manual. That's the same engine that's in my Mustang, a 4.0 liter V6 in a Ford Ranger with a manual. That's freaking crazy. Awesome. Like,
what is the more, for a person who's not a truck guy, what is the more like, antique-y, almost like you'd rather like get the retro version of this? Is that Ford Ranger or Chevy?
I'd say Ford.
Ford? Like, which one has the better, like, nostalgia? The better, like, oh, I remember driving this truck.
They both got one.
They both make, like, especially when you get into, like, square bodies, they're very similar. I mean, they're hard to tell apart, like, how similar they are body style. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I think it just comes to preference on that one.
Yeah. It does. Well, in which truck? Because, like, when trucks first started, they had, like, the wooden, like, which one did it first? Like, which one had?
It's got to be, I would think Ford.
I think Ford was before.
Yeah, Ford is the older company. They've been around longer. So they're the old farts this time.
The old farts.
Yeah.
They say, this is not a little off topic, but F-150s this last year, 2023, sold 750,000. Silverados sold 550,000. So Ford wins by 200,000. But that's like, that is their like top line
truck, F-150.
Ish. And Silverado, those are like the comparative ones?
Yeah, those are the comparative ones.
I would say so,
because those both like go up in, you know, packages and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's like what the baseline one.
Well, what's really funny is how similar this is to PlayStation versus Xbox.
Pretty much so.
Because PlayStation is the one that's been around longer. And so it's got the name brand. It's got the reputation. That's like Ford, too. It's got the fan base. It's been around longer. But the Silverados, just to me, they look better.
I'll agree. Not the new ones, though.
No, yeah, the new ones, it's all crap. It's all crap.
Okay, so I have it pulled up right here. It's Ford. Ford made the first pickup truck in 1925.
Okay, and is that the one with, like, the wood fence on it, like, in the back?
Pretty much.
Because that's the first.
Yeah.
That's even older than I was thinking.
Yeah, it's not like too. I know what the truck you're talking about.
That's Mickey Mouse.
Like 40s. You're probably thinking like 40s.
Yeah. That's the car they have a statue of in the movie Cars.
Yeah. And, that's Bessie.
What's the town called?
In Radiator Springs.
Radiator Springs.
I just watched Cars too. Really? That's why I'm fresh on
to research, right? That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, you were thinking like a 1940s Ford pickup truck.
Well, I'm all for, I love the Silverado so much, down to the name, like the name Silverado. That's just a cool name. Like, who came up with that name? They deserve a raise.
F-150. I mean, that's pretty cool.
This might be a stupid question. What is F-150? What does it stand for? 150.
Ford 150.
I know, 150. 150 what?
Let me look it up.
Don't actually know.
Yeah, I figured the F was Ford, guys. Okay, I figured that much. But the Ford 150, what? What? Like, I don't know. Because then what does Silverado mean, too? I have no idea.
This eventually changed to Ford F-100 for 1,000-pound payload capacity. For the F-150 was 1,500-pound capacity. The F-250, 2,500-pound capacity. In that case, you didn't have to remember that F-3 meant 2,000 pounds. You just looked in the truck's baggage. You instantly had the payload capacity.
Okay.
So it's kind of similar with, like, John Deere tractors. Like, I don't know any of the specifics of them, but, like, the way they had it numbered and names – very similar to Ford was know like the capacity of it or the power or the horsepower, like, you know, stuff like that. That's what I know. And so just, yeah, made it easier.
I say we move on to sports.
Sports cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is where I say I love Mustangs, of course, because I do love Mustangs. I love the look of them. I do got to say this, though. I love the older Mustangs.
Okay.
But the older Camaros are like number two.
Okay, you say older. Okay. I think older. 60s,
70s.
Okay.
I hate everything in the 80s and 90s. Those Fox style, whatever.
You're so weird. Look the Fox body Mustang, dude.
Ugly.
No.
Ugly. No, it reminds me of like Fast and Furious 2 with like... It looks ugly.
With the Fox body Mustang, it depends on the year what you did to the car. Because if you just got it base... It depends. And also what color, like,
all I know is that in today's world, people still freak out about 60s and 70s Mustangs. They're still, like, hot commodities. They're, ooh, I want one of those.
Okay, see, like, but you like, get one of these.
Ugly. No. Yeah.
This is pretty bad.
But yeah.
That is. That looks like a... Like a glorified Crown Vic. Or
exactly.
But then you get
and
like,
to me, they're not. Oh, there's man. Nothing special about any of them.
No.
Like, they
wrong.
All just, like joined a weird car
Wait, that's
cult.
That's a Camaro?
That's a Ford.
This is a Mustang.
That's a Mustang.
This is the Fox body. That's crazy.
If I was living in that time period, I'd be like, what did they do to my beloved Mustang?
Look at this.
No.
Yes.
That's hard.
You like that?
It's awesome.
That just looks like a basic car to me. That could be a Toyota something that I know, like, I don't know. Now, in terms of, like, if it makes it faster, I have no idea. Maybe it helps
performance.
You got
this with the cowl hood on there, too.
But that looks like when I think of a Mustang, that is a more Mustang-y
vibe. Because
it
has the cowl hood on it. Like, the cowl hoods are, like, you know, Mustang thing.
But... It doesn't have the look of the Mustang. And
it's got the front end of it, not the back end with the, you know, sequential tail lights like modern Mustangs have.
Yeah.
But I do want to touch on one more thing about the Fox body Mustangs.
Okay.
Do y'all know,
man, this guy's still talking about
it. Do y'all know who Ken Block is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't.
He actually passed away this past year in 2023 in a snowmobile accident.
He's that. Yeah, I do. He has a crazy YouTube.
Yes.
Like highlight reel thingy.
Right. I watched very, very like amazing rally car racer. Like one of the best in the world. Like he was insane. But he also get cars and, you know, remodel them and then race them. And so this is one of his. It was called the Huna Fox. And it was a Fox Body Mustang modded for rally car racing.
Okay, that does look sick.
Right.
I like that.
It is beautiful. And he also had the Hunicorn, which he's really famously known for. But that was his 19, I don't know, I think that's a like 90, 80 something Fox Body. I don't know if I'm correct on that. 1980s. So, I mean, that's like the very last thing I'll talk about Fox Bodies. I'm like, they have potential to look amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's with a lot of cars. They all may look bad stock, but like if you get them, you know, modded up correctly, they look really good.
Well, is that when they made the switch from like steel to like aluminum and like the weaker metal? Because like the 60s and 70s one are still made out of like steel, right?
Yeah,
they
made every car out of steel back then.
I know.
Like that, and that's why they last so long.
Yeah, but that's also why they were more squarish. There wasn't like a super, you know what I mean?
Because they didn't have they had like the machines to mold them into the round shape. So,
That's what I like about those cars.
Right.
Is that they're simple, slick looking freaking powerhouses, you know?
Right.
But in the 80s and 90s when they got the Fox Body, isn't that when they switched and that's why the design switched so dramatically? Is that not why?
Well, I mean, like with some of the earlier models in like the 80s, they were still
steel.
I think no, they weren't steel. I said they're still.
I know you said that.
My bad.
No, it's all right.
I don't know when they made the switch. I think it was like in the 70s.
Was it in the 70s?
When did 1979 to 1982 is when they had that. And then they went into the other generation, which is okay. That's what I would mean, like the 90s Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
Ooh, that's right. Sorry. I just remembered that I also love the look of the 60s Chevrolet Corvettes.
I saw 1910 are Mustang, sick. Bro. What?
1910 Mustang?
And they pulled up like a bunch of Ford Model Ts. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, I don't think they had those back then.
No. I think every single other car brand has stopped using V8s for their vehicles, especially the sports car. Mustang with Ford is the only one that's keeping the V8s in their cars.
Hmm.
Like in the Camaros, they're not making V8s for those Camaros anymore. Hmm. Actually, they didn't discontinue the Camaro. That was Dodge with the Challenger.
Okay. Is it like environmentally something?
That's the whole thought behind it. And that's why Ford started switching to like the EcoBoost engines, But you can have like Ford F-150s.
Who cares about the environment? Oh my goodness.
I mean, you got these like, I mean, I've seen these videos of these Ford F-150 single cabs with these, you know, 2.3 liter EcoBoost with like twin turbo, and those things freaking kill. Those things will like destroy anything that goes up against them. Like, it is crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just the whole, like, environmental thing, EcoBoost. And
ever since the Lorax came out.
Ever since the Lorax came out.
It's all been downhill, man.
Yeah, that dang orange guy. I feel like it might be time to count down. Okay, let me ask you this, Barrett.
Yeah.
Are you close to making a decision?
I think I have a decision.
You think you have a decision?
I don't really know his decision.
I don't really know exactly why.
Okay.
I think this is going to be a repeat.
You don't have to know why.
All right.
Here goes nothing. Three, two, one. Chevy.
Yeah. There we go.
I don't think we'll ever agree.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're never having Garrett on again because him and Barrett are just friends, apparently.
Let me explain.
No, it's fine.
Everything I looked up throughout this podcast while you guys were debating this, because I feel like I had not a lot of input on this topic.
Okay.
It all came back to, Ford outsells Chevy for another year. And then even like down to the sports cars, it was like they're outselling.
Yeah.
So like
that's a pretty like straight up opinion, but I don't know.
Right.
Okay.
How do you feel being a Ford guy?
He is wearing a 1969 Boss 302 Mustang crew neck right now.
Yes, I am.
So he's repping us right.
So honestly, this honestly isn't like that. I'm not super disappointed. I don't cry to myself to sleep at night knowing that there's people that like Ford more than Chevy out there. Because Ford is a great brand too. I've always thought of them as first and second, and they just kind of go back and forth a lot.
Right.
If we would have done Chevy versus Nissan and get like a Nissan guy in here,
no.
I would have lit them up. Okay. I would have went to town on
them. What's your Honda Ridgeline?
Oh, our Honda. Oh my gosh. Or Kia. Oh my gosh. I can't stand. But no, like Ford, Chevy, and even Toyota, which is not American, but those three brands are all pretty good. They're all very respectable.
I
agree.
I just noticed this, and I think it's really funny. Mm-hmm. So this episode is Ford versus Chevy. Uh-huh. You're wearing a Ford mm-hmm. crew neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The episode we just did
yep.
with Brian, mm-hmm. episode 3, mm-hmm. was Jordan versus LeBron. Uh-huh. And I was arguing for LeBron, and I have Jordan on
picture of Jordan on your
sticker
laptop.
Of Jordan on my computer.
That's funny.
We're some phonies, bro.
We are some phonies.
That's crazy. All right, one more thing, Austin.
Well, I mean, all right. I mean, we have a winner, but
what is the best gaming console?
Remind us. Best gaming console.
Just keep it in picture so the audience knows.
Probably
per
the
contract.
Whataburger sweet and spicy bacon burger. Right, right, Barrett. Isn't Whataburger the best?
Where's he going in a
and
loop?
Isn't Jordan the best basketball player of all time?
It's crazy. Yeah, I love Jordan. I love a good patty melt.
He loves whatever. Oh, and we both hate In-N-Out.
We both
hate LeBron.
Something versus something.
Well, the debate's over. Hope you enjoyed the episode.
Make sure to tell all your friends about your new opinion. Thanks for listening.